USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are more than 825,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States, with more than 45,000 people dying. And President Trump says China's initial response should have been a lot better.
It should have been stopped, and it should have been stopped right where it started, and everyone knows where it started.
President Trump speaking at the White House, also marking the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has a message for everyone who's out of work and out of money.
You want to go to work?
Go take the job as an essential worker. Do it tomorrow. Right? You're working.
I am.
You're an essential worker. So go take the job as an essential worker.
That exchange coming during Governor Cuomo's press conference with reporters on Wednesday. The governor also says another 474 people died because of coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Trump administration is again feuding with the government of Iran. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Several developments. First, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned a satellite launch by Iran. During a State Department briefing, Pompeo noted that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is a designated terrorist organization, and he says he believes the launch has violated a UN Security Council resolution. Meanwhile, President Trump has also instructed the U.S. Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian aircraft and gunboats that harass U.S. ships. He made the announcement in a public one-sentence tweet this morning, but did not elaborate. The Navy recently reported threatening behavior by nearly a dozen Iranian vessels in the Persian Gulf.
Severe weather, including the threat of tornadoes, possible today from Texas all the way to Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The oil market has been turned upside down. Now oil prices are up on Wednesday. David McIlvaney, CEO of McIlvaney Financial, explains the ups and downs of the market and why we're seeing prices so low.
So you have a 24-hour problem, and then you have a 30-day problem, and this is the contract issue, because the May contract is due. So tomorrow it rolls, and there's no place to put oil. So you've hit the nail on the head here. We have too much supply, not enough demand, and because the WTI contract settles, and you actually take physical delivery of those barrels in Cushing, Oklahoma, there's no place to put the oil. They are just about max capacity. So what do? You reverse it. You're actually being paid to not deliver. So it's a very interesting time. If you look at the June contract, now you have 30 days yet again to solve that problem. Where are we going to put it? Are we going to put it in St. Croix? Are we going to put it in Aruba? Are we going to, you know, bring back online a mothballed facility? Because right now, all of your functional spots are taken. Even your tankers are taken. So this becomes supply and demand, as you described well. Up to 40% demand destruction. And what the Saudis and OPEC Plus decided, to cut by less than 10 million barrels a day, the math does not work. The math does not work. So the bottom line is today, and the pricing volatility, today comes with fatalities.
President Trump celebrating Earth Day at the White House by planting a tree. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.